This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 5 for Thursday, August 6th. I'm Phil France Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Thursday morning, taking back yesterday's losses. Canola is up $1 to $2, November up $1.40 at $489.80 per ton. Gains in Chicago soy oil accounted for some spillover buying interest, with Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures also firm overnight. However, chart resistance is holding to the upside, and that's tempering the gains. Relatively favorable weather conditions across the prairies and a looming harvest also weighed on values. In the U.S., activity is mixed, with a steady tone in soybeans, but losses in the grains. Soybeans are trading within a penny of unchanged. November down 0.75 cents at $8.78 per bushel, but soy oil higher, the September contract up 17 points at 31.27 cents per pound. The USDA reported weekly U.S. soybean export sales of 1.75 million tons, and that was at the higher end of trade estimates. Soy meal and soy oil sales were also solid. The USDA announced additional private export sales of 126,000 tons of soybeans to China this morning. Uncertainty over August weather conditions did keep some caution in the market. While the weather remains favorable for now, some longer-term forecasts are starting to look hotter and drier. Corn, it is down slightly, consolidating above major support after touching contract lows earlier this week. The September corn contract down 0.75 cents at $3.10 per bushel. The wheat, it's mostly lower now. Wheat, the Chicago wheat contract down 7 cents in September at $5.04 per bushel. Kansas City 9 cents lower in September at $4.17 per bushel, and spring wheat down 3 cents in September at $4.98 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat exports came in at 610,000 tons, with China the largest buyer. Expectations for a large Canadian wheat crop did weigh on wheat prices today, with some private estimates now calling for a record all wheat production in the country near 39 million tons. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, August 6th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil France Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.